You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. While family friend Jeremiah Green watches, Timothy Lisby, 49, argues with his son, Christopher. Why? Over a pile of dirty dishes in the sink. The argument then turns physical when the dad, Timothy Lisby, wrestles the son, Christopher, to the ground. The elder Lisby stabs at his son with a spoon. Green steps in, wrestling the spoon away. The dad, Timothy Lisby, then reaches for another weapon, finding a knife. Timothy Lisby turns and stabs his own son in the chest. Green calls 911. The son, Christopher Lisby, age 31, dead.
Nancy, immediately after the stabbing, Timothy Lisby apologizes to his son and puts pressure on the wound, telling Christopher not to die on him. As officers arrive and tend to Christopher Lisby, they ask the 31-year-old who stabbed him. Lisby lies and says a stranger did it, but Green rebukes his statement, pointing the finger at Timothy Lisby. Doctors work to repair a laceration to Lisby's heart, but Lisby dies 24 hours later.
Timothy Lisby, now charged with aggravated battery, as homicide, investigates. Is this what take your child to work day means when you're a criminal? Ronnie Newman heads to the first convenience bank inside a Texas Walmart with his tot girl riding in a shopping cart. He gives the teller a note demanding cash with a threat of violence. With the money in hand, Newman casually pushes his daughter to the exit, then carries her out the door. After multiple tips, Newman arrested the next day, charged with robbery. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in New York State, where police in Utica have now released video footage showing an officer fatally shooting a 13-year-old boy who had pointed a replica handgun at them after fleeing from police. For the latest, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The incident occurred shortly after 10 p.m. Friday in Utica, located about 240 miles northwest of Manhattan. According to police, the young teen, identified as Naya Mwe, and another 13-year-old were stopped by officers in connection with an armed robbery investigation. The two teens matched the description of the suspects and were in the same area at the same time as the robbery. One of the teens was also reportedly walking in the road, a violation of state traffic laws. Body camera footage released by the police shows an officer informing the boys that they needed to be patted down for weapons. At this point, Naya Mwe ran away, and moments later, he appeared to point a handgun at the pursuing officers. Authorities highlighted the weapon in the video with a red circle to make it clear to viewers. The officers, believing it to be a real firearm, later determined it was a replica of a Glock 17 Gen 5 handgun with a detachable magazine. Despite immediate first aid administered by the officers, Naya Mwe was pronounced dead at Wynn Hospital. Lieutenant Michael Curley, a police spokesperson, described the replica gun as a realistic-appearing firearm, complete with Glock markings, detachable magazine, and serial numbers, though it ultimately fired only pellets or BBs. A bystander video posted on Facebook captures the dramatic moment, showing an officer chasing Naya Mwe, tackling him, and punching him as two other officers arrive. As they struggled on the ground, a gunshot rang out and the officers quickly stood up. The officer who fired the shot, identified as Patrick Husney, a six-year veteran, along with officers Bryce Patterson and Andrew Citroniti, have been placed on administrative leave with pay. The chaotic scene depicted in the body camera footage includes officers shouting gun as they pursued Naya Mwe. After tackling and punching him, Husney fired the shot. Initially, officers believed Naya Mwe might have shot himself, and Patterson was heard saying, "I don't know if he shot me." Patterson was not injured. Throughout the incident, bystanders were heard screaming at the officers, with one officer responding, "We're trying to save him right now." The second youth was detained in a police vehicle and was not involved in the shooting. In a brief interview following the shooting, Officer Husney stated he fired one round straight towards the ground, unsure if Naya Mwe had fired at the officers. He believed the weapon to be a .22 caliber handgun. The police department released the body camera footage amid public outcry as the shooting sparked unrest in Utica, a city with a population of 65,000, including a significant number of refugees from Myanmar.
Naya Mwe was reported to have been an eighth grader at Utica's Donovan Middle School and a member of the Karen ethnic minority.
Thanks, John. Elizabeth Green, 21, grows up on a ranch in rural Calejo, Utah. She starts working at a neighboring ranch and gets up early to walk there along a dirt road. She never makes it to work. Her family doesn't realize she's missing until she doesn't come home that evening. Juab County Sheriff's search along the dirt road, no sign of Elizabeth. There's nothing suspicious on the ranch either. Authorities believe Elizabeth may have gotten lost or was picked up. Elizabeth Green, last seen wearing a pink tie-dye hoodie, jeans, black Converse, and a white backpack. 5'11", 125 pounds, brown hair, green eyes, now missing 2 months. If you have info about Elizabeth Green, call Juab County, Utah Sheriffs, 801-794-3970. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.